Good morning, it's Paschal Daf, it's Daf Nun Zayin, 7th Perek, Maseches Nedarim, Zok the Mishnah. Koinem Peres Ha'edu Olai, Koinem Hein Alpi, and Koinem Hein Lifi. Zok the Mishnah, that if someone makes a neder with these Lishonis, also be Chilufein V'Gudulehim. Not only are these peiros osur, but chilufin and gidulim are osur. Chilufin, if someone's machlif, these peiros, exchanges it or sells it, what he receives in turn is also osur bano. Uvigidulehen is that if these peiros he replants and the gedulma and their gedulma grow from here, so the gedulim are also zok to ran. The Ran says as follows: that what's the pshat in this? Generally, an iser kodim does not have an iser chilufin and gedulim. So zok to ran like this. Since he specified, he was mefaret, what he's answering, these pairs, shavino alei kehekdish. So the understanding of what he wants to do is that he wants to make the iser neder to produce an issa which is similar to that of hektish. Mishum hachi mitzar b'chilufein uvigidulehen keheichi d'chilufi hektish v'gidulav osur. Okay, so in the Ran tells us like this. So at the first thing that we need to know is that by hektish, chilufin and gidulim are osur. Someone's makdish something. So the Gduli Hektish are Osir. That's a Dover Poshut. And the Chilufin are Osir. Now Chilufin by Hektish would be a Musag of Pidyon, and that there's such a Halacha by Hektish that there's a Din Pidyon. Akoponim Kedushas Domim. There's such a Halacha which is, let's say, Kosher by the Kabbai is a Kedushas Domim. This that the Gidulin are also by Hektish this is our premise over here, and maybe we'll have to see, but it would seem that since when someone's Maktish something, he's not necessarily creating the Isser, right? I mean, that's what a person is doing by being makdish or something, is that he's putting into the Rishus Hektish. That's what the Etzem Hakdosha is. Now the dinim of Hektish are that their Dine Isar Noach, Dine Mila on them. That has to do with what it is Be'etzem, and the Torah's Hektish that it has is something which extends to its gedulim. And that's what it would seem to be over here. And we'll have to see later in the sugya concerning other things. But what we just said over here right now was, maybe this might be a direction, that the gedulim that are also by hektish could be, the pshat is that, you know, before you talk about the iser, right? You know, the Torah's hektish is chal on the gedulim, and memela they're osur, right? It's not the iser itself necessarily, right? If we'll find a nidin, the gabi other isurim, right? Mm-hmm. Other isurim that it might be that it's not just that the iser itself is chal on the gedulim, it's pshat that the Torah's hektish is chal Right, that's how we just spoke about this now. Right, there's all these lumnus in are not necessarily the only way to understand it, but that is a way to understand it. When one is master something by the kabayis, really what he's doing is amir osle gavay kamisir osle hajid. You know, it's an exchange of reshuyis. That's what he's doing. And now when it belongs to hektish. Like a kedushas domim, so memela, since it belongs to hektish, things that belong to hektish have isurim. So now, if that's so, then we can understand that the gedulim are also from mitzad the sherish advarim. That pshat is that when just like I understand the hegid, if I give you something, so that item is yours. If that item grows, being that the main thing was yours, so your ownership is chal on whatever comes out of it. So there is a gedulim.
I would thought this makes it harder to understand.
Yeah.
Because what you're saying is that there's a halachic concept of hektash. You have the ability, you don't have the ability to create that, you have the ability to transfer something into its domain. But you cannot create that level of puma, of issa. But here, what are you doing? You're saying, I wanted to have that level?
Go back to Nadorim one second. Okay.
You're talking about Nadorim?
He was heading to Nadorim already. That's where he was going. I'm still in step one. In Hektish itself. Right? Right? Just trying to clear things over there. Right? And
I thought you were in Nadorim.
Right? So that's how we could understand the din of Hektish, and that's why Hektish it's a dollar part. That's a premise over here. Okay, now we go to and to
so
the
just
next
before you do, I know it's not our sugya, so if you don't want to comment it, but I see that the Ron and to the Rosh Tosfos seemingly hold like you're saying by Gedulim. Meaning the Ron says it, and I think the Rosh seems to also say it. But I see that the Rashba Mefurash says that Gedulim Hektish are not usher. Do you have so is that how he would understand this, that the gedulim would be because you're not creating an iser on them, as opposed to the other rishonim are understanding that you put it in the rishus of hektish? He understands you're not putting it in the rishus of hektish. Is that right? Again, I know it's not our sugya, so if you don't want to comment on why the Rashba would be arguing on this.
Yeah, you're right. So I didn't see that Rajwa. Well, so,
okay. So it's back on Mem Zayin, by the way. It's not here. It's on Mem Zayin.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. So you have to think about that.
Okay.
Okay. It's
owned by Hektish, so Hektish owns the fund. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So there exists such a halacha by Hektish that the Gidum and the Chilufin are awesome. So now Zok the Ran like this, that what does it have to do with us? I mean, it's Mivu in the Ran, right? That Be'etzim Nidorim really do not have that halacha. Huh? Right? Just in this specific scenario, it has the din. Right? We'll learn mitzad this halacha. Right? There's another halacha that's maybe the Sugya Mem Zayin, which is discussing. Right? But we'll focus on this din over here. So the Ran says that since he was mefarit, he specified which peris he's coming to answer. So his intention is to make it to Hekdesh. Now that first step, maybe we'll have to talk about why that's so, right? Why does Pirit lead that his intention is for Hektish, right? That we'll have to discuss. But let's just accept that for the moment right now. And Zok the Ran, since he was Mefarish, that tells us his intention is that he wants to create an Issa which is similar to that of Hektish, that he wants that the Chilufin and the Gidun should be awesome. Now, being that the etzem isra of neder does not have such a halacha, so how does he do this? How does that happen? So l'chayra, in Sfar we say a person, you can't create your own isra. You can't reconstruct that the etzem isser of neder should have it. Right, what he's doing actually over here is, and that's mvuin the ran, that he is making, I would call, an additional isser neder, not only on the goof of the peris itself, but he's making an isser on something else also, gidulin and chilufin. It's really like a separate isser. We understand that that's in his intention. That's what he wants to do, and that's why it's nesar. It's mivuyer in the Ran that be soidoi that this is really asu davashlei b'la'olam. Right, that's really what this is. However, that's just like the Ran says, just like a person could ask her. Generally, you can't ask someone else. Someone else is nechosim. But if you're asking on yourself, it's annoying that you could do that. So by the same token, a person that could accomplish could do such a thing like that in a chanami on someone else. You know, this taka wouldn't work. Right? That's not mevun lechesbon is the ran. So that's, you see that's what it is. Right? It's not like Hector itself, which is something intrinsic. You know, and that the etzem iser, you know, itself grows. Then the dorm does not have that din. The way it would work is by him being that's his intention. So as if he was speaking out, I would like to ask these parents, and I also want to ask, and I'm giving an isser on its gidulin and its chalipin, right? So that's really like a separate isser really. So he's asking two things.
He's not actually tapping into the curve of Hekdash.
Right.
That's just a dogma.
Right, a dogma. Exactly. That's what it is. Right.
So then why do we say, except people I don't remember where, maybe, you know, there's the Malcolm, that there could even be a shadow of a carbon from the Ila here? Is it the Ila?
Specifically here, or that's the din of Kainamis Bechlau?
Right. Well, this is Kainamis.
Yeah, but the din of Kainamis, see, there's two things over here. This is you know, you have koinomis, which is not a pirit.
Right.
Pirit and koinomis is a way, maybe is a type of iser neder. Right. That's what koinomis is. Right. This is a different point over here. Right. This is the Ran teaches that with the elu, the pirit over here, so that tells us that's intention. Theoretically, this doesn't necessarily have to do. Per se with kainomis. This just has to do l'chayra with this arno.
I mean, we're using the word kainam, and we know there's a sugya earlier which says that kainam creates its hektish to the point they get over me'ila, but here this kainim is saying has nothing to do with that sugya.
That's not the point. I don't think that's the point over here. Because what's creating this halach is the elu. That's what the Ran's telling us. Right? What creates the iser is the elu. That's what Ran says. He's making the elu. Right? That is what he wants to do. Now, it could be that, like we'll see maybe in the Hemshech Hadvarim over here in the Sefer, that this is all only because that the Isser Neder is an Isser Hano. If it wasn't an Isser Hano, right? If a person it wouldn't be an Isser Hano. So that in itself maybe would tell us that he's not interested in making it kehekdish. But this Isser over here, regardless, is an Isser Hano. That's what this is. It's coming through maybe the lashon of kainam. But even if you don't any meal of kainamis, right? That you have this whole halacha that you have over here, right?
Can I make
yeah.
a comment? Sure. Maybe the Rosh and Tosos who hold that the issue here is an elu, it's konan.
Oh, yeah.
But they're saying, the Rosh says that it's only derabanan. That it's not that the chilufim are only aser derabanan. Gidulim, I'm not sure what he holds, but chilufim he holds it's only derabanan. So it's not like hektish mamish, even though he holds it's coming from the lashon of konan. So I guess what I'm coming to say from that is that he's not arguing Nessa and Rabbi Meir who says yesh mila b'konamos, maybe yesh mila b'konamos, but that doesn't necessarily make it mamish like hektish for all the dinim of hektish. That chilufim would be also daraisa. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I hear it. And he does say kahakta. He doesn't say shavin hore hegra. He doesn't say kahakta.
You mean the Ran?
Yeah.
Right here. Okay.
Alright, so this is akapon, how how we understand what the Ran is, right? And what we proved to that idea, or actually we highlighted the idea. That's why it would be a loybol la'olam, right? If it would work like the lumnus of Hektish itself, I wouldn't consider loybol la'olam, right? Because you're not asking the tomorrow, you're asking the today. And you know, as the today grows, so the dinim grow on it. That wouldn't be a loybol la'olam. If something's a loybol la'olam, that's because you're doing something, you're talking to the loybol la'olam, right? That's what seemed to be, that you're doing something separate. The statement you're making is talking to two different things. Now, just on the side a little bit, I was not my eye into this too much, but once Michael's is bringing up his Aachen, I'll just mention maybe if someone has anything. What's the din of gidule gidulin in Hektish?
I mean, if you're holding that it's because Hektish owns it, then what should be the difference?
Yeah, right. According to those svaras, right, do we know anything about that?
I just sort of assumed that if we're saying here it wasn't, then by Hektish we would say the same thing, but now according to what the Rav is, that might be different, but might not be different.
That's why I was really raising the question. It would be nice if that would be, then things would work out over here, right? That's what I meant to be. Right. My do we know any information on
that? Even in the footnote, it says the Ran would say that it's Mata.
Oh, okay.
But Ulam Vabiap Biurim, Yeshisov Shach Dipi, Khrifik Rafen and so on.
By Hektish, okay. Alright, so I'm seeing.
Who would say Af?
He didn't say who. This is Yap Biurim. He has a compilation at the back.
Oh, so
Right, okay, fine. So he's saying like you. He's just working backwards. In order for the round to work, you know, that has to be the dinner, or else we have a problem. Right? But why that taka? What?
Could be referring to Archaeus and the Dorim, not Hektish. You're asking about Hektish.
Oh, right.
What?
No, in our case, it's clear that Giluma, not also, that's what says in the movie, that's what it's Mifuyu in the Ran later.
Right.
Oh, so what was he referring to?
We say also in case of Kohen.
Now Gidula Gidula. But Gidula Gidula, that's the difference that Mishnah makes with Dovash Zari Kol, not Zari Kol.
Right. So that for sure is Mutter. Gidula Gidulin by Neder is for sure a Mutter.
Right. I mean, let's say Bedovash Shazari Kol, right?
Right. Yeah. But the reason by Ein Zara Kol is because you have the Etzem Dover. It's not because it's the Gidulin.
Right.
Which raises a whole bunch of different questions.
Okay, we'll get there. Okay, so just put out that the Oros. I want to buy Hektish, right?
So it brings it to a Shash, asks a question. It says in Mishnah in Trumas, Pektes Mishnah, Gidulay Hektish Kulin. Even Midorbana.
Gidulay Hektish Achun. So that's a problem, really, in the way the Ran is explaining the Mishnah here.
Yeah. Right. So he answers it. Shadas Ran, Shabahektish, Kozman Shli Podos, a Gidulim bid me had Vush Nizra, a Gidulim as to him Bahana. And Rash is Nibutumas, she couldn't rack Lemish enter of Dosam, bid me call Shavyam.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have to Rashash over there? Okay. Okay. Right, so see, the question that he's asking is on the premise. And even before the Gdul Malayim. Okay. So let's come back. Oh, so let's talk about this first the other step that we didn't. Now, how do you understand this? The fact that he was mefarit, that is where he is showing his intention that he wants it to be the Hektish. Now, how do we understand why is this so? Why is this so? I mean, usually. An intention is shown by doing something unnecessarily, you know, doing something which we don't know. Why are you doing this? That raises a question. So that's a reason for us to think that, you know, he must be doing something different, or in addition, or whatever it is. But over here, it's a little hard to understand, right? Because as Ran, you know, continues on, that, you know, if he would answer the whole min, right, then you wouldn't have this halach, there's no period. Right? Okay, that's true. So maybe that's why he was mefarad, right? Because he doesn't want to answer all the apples on him, right? He wants to answer these five apples on himself. Right? So why is it that when he says Elu gets us thinking, oh, must be he was mefarad, you know, must be he wants to make it gehektish. Well, what is that foul? How do you understand that?
Are you asking this as a kalladik, a question, or a question in the Ran?
The Ran.
We go back to Nundis. Mm-hmm. Isn't the Gemara something mashma like this?
Yeah. What was it? Which Gemara was that one?
Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Elu Dafka, Osheinu Tom Dafka, Isagadayecha Elu Dafka, right? And it goes down the whole thing. Tashma, Sheini Ochel, Sheini Toim, Mutter Bechilufim, Begiduleim, Ha Yotze Behem Usser. Meaning, this whole Gemara seems to be mashma that it's talui in this word of elu, and I'm trying to avoid going reading the whole sugya.
So I'm not doubting that. I'm just want to know just the mechanics, how that works. Why is it that elu points to hektish?
Could it be more the flip? Is that stam? It would be that when you make a neder, you're making like a carbon. But if you do something in general, I ask for apples on myself, so you can't. When making a carbon, you're not being
all sheep,
or
corbin,
all
to
sheep,
me.
right? So maybe. Like it's the flip is that when you do a general thing, it's not like a carbon, but the stam lashon is like a carbon.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you want to aser dafka this thing. I don't know if I'm saying the same thing or different, but you're asering dafka this thing, so you really want to have nothing to do with this thing in any way at all. Meaning, if you're asering all apples, fine, so you don't want apples. When you're asking, you know, this bushel of apples, you're saying, I don't want to have anything to do with this bushel of apples. Whatever your reason is.
So let me see, in that line, that's what I was asking, to see if we'll get around that. I'm talking to this, to these apples over here. Why is it that if I'm talking to specific apples, that shows an intention that I'm totally separating myself from them. Why isn't I'm doing the same thing that I do to the other apples? I don't want other apples to be also to me, right? Where do we see in that when you talk to an apple, talk to an apple, you know, you're running away from him? Am I doing anything different than if I talk to all apples? I just don't want to ask all apples. That was what the question was, Akopan.
So I'm gonna maybe this is gonna be not like the Ran, but maybe perhaps a little bit more like the Rosh, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
That when you usher all apples on yourself, Mamela, all the Gedulim are gonna be usher. Now I don't know if the Ran agrees with that or not. It's not clear to me, but it seems to me that the Rosh for sure says it, because if you usher all apples on yourself, you usher all apples, even gedulim are usher.
Okay.
They're apples.
Okay, right.
So that was a question that they,
So now the only question would be by chilufim. So then I'm just narrowing the question. Why does it usher chilufim?
That was, I think, a question that was addressed in the sugya, is that if you're ushering all apples, how could Gedulim not be Aser, right? There were different approaches how to avoid that.
So I don't know who discussed it.
My two sources are the Masifta and the Art School.
That's a question in the Gemara, or let that be a question in the contrast in the Ran. The Ran seems to say that when you Aser all, you know, all peris, all teinim, the min, then you mutter with gidul and chalufin, and then so that would be a question there, that you know, if they are Tainim, so, you know, Gidum, typically, that's part of the Min. That's a good question.
Could it be because Tavash Vavadayan?
So, I mean, the Ran told us that when you're answering on yourself, there's no problem with Leibola Oilon. Right?
Anyway, so one answer to that was like that if you say that I'm mastering all apples from this year, right? You know, so therefore, if you plant it and it grows next year, you know, that wouldn't be included, and except from the, I mean, the only way it would be included is if it's geduleim.
Meaning, so you'd have to somehow exclude. Right. Something which would be a gidul.
And I think I saw, but this one I saw longer ago, so I always doubt if I really saw it. Is that like, you know, if it's in a pre-stage, let's say before it...
Before it came a pre.
Yeah.
The Rosh mentioned that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
So what was that?
It grew from an apple, but it's not yet called an apple. Whatever the conceits of that is. Like sometimes wheat, they have that they, you know, before it actually grows into wheat, it's like a grass, and they feed it to the cattle. It's got a different name.
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's what we're after Mina. But in Echanami, as it advances, you know, and gets the Shempri, then it'll be also in time then. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay, that would be a good after Mina. Yeah, so let's just continue on. One second. So what we're just discussing right now was that how is it that the Pirit, so Shlomo was offering, maybe coming from the other side of things, the Adarava. Minastam, that's the intention. Unless you answer the whole min is what gets us thinking that you don't mean to make it. Now, how does that follow again? If you ask the homin, that's what tells us that you really don't mean to make it hektish. Why is that?
Because in general, when you make a carbon, you know, but you're not saying that I'm going to cover myself to slaughter all sheep.
Like the Ran tells us that the period that we're talking about could be very, very inclusive, right? You could ask a Paris Medina Elu, right? Right, that also, right? So, you know, it's hard, according to that story, it's hard to know exactly where you draw the line. Right?
Could it be like the we had this thing by the clothing, and I think, I forget who it was, Biosi, everything depends on the situation you're in, what his intention was to Aser.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Stam, when a person says, I'm an odor from apples, that we assume they mean Achila. That's Stam, what a person means. Until they're going to say, I'm not getting any Hana from the growth of apples in any possible way, you know, then you'd say, oh, okay, then maybe that would be even, you know, the money from the sale of apples. But Stam, if he just says I'm noder from apples, we would assume he means from Achila's apples, because that's what it would make sense, because he's noder from that min. But when a person is noder from a very specific thing, instead of these apples, you see, he doesn't. It's not that he's doesn't want to have any apples at all. He's happy to have apples. It's just these apples he doesn't want to have. So you see that his intention is that he doesn't want to have anything to do with these apples. You know, and that would include any kind of hana from them. And it's similar to what I said before.
Okay.
But I think I'm adding.
Okay, let's start over there. What he said caused the Isra Hano? You know, before you talk about Kidun Chalufin, right? The premise over here seems to be that this is an Isra Hano here. What created the Isra Hano?
Well, I'm saying it's his intention. What we think his Stam intention was. Because of the word Elu.
Because of Elu? Because of Elu. Yeah, that's really part of it. The Elu makes the Isra Hano, and the Elu also makes the Hektish. Or maybe for that matter, you could have just said everything is because of this hektish, right? Hektish also has this hana. L'chayde, it's mashma from the chesed, the Aran, l'chayde not like this, right? Because it's mivuyer in the Gemara Shaila on Mem Zayin, right? Like the Ran talks about over here, that on the tzad of the Gemara that it's tama halacha in Yisur Ano, then Eil is lav dafka, right?
I understand that if it's done. Oh, meaning on the tzad over there when you asked somebody else,
right?
That because you can't ask a divorce shelo b'la olam, and so it's only a durabanan, then the elu is lav dafka. So the Ran says later on, so it, maybe you're going to say it's lav dafka in this case also. So that's what you're going on. He kind of says that somewhere.
Well,
right there.
I mean, that's where he carries on. But I think it's mivuyer over there that, right, you know, that shaila is a halacha of stam with all isuri hano have it in isad rabbanon of chilufin, right? Basically, that's shaila, right? So the premise is that there's nisar hano here, and in that he's saying that elu taku would be lav dafka. You don't need elu, right? So I see from over there that elu is not what's creating nisar hano. Right, the Isano over here is before that. Right? That might be from the Koinum.
Okay.
I don't know if that's really
but
really
he
right.
says it's from the Elu, so I'm not sure where you're coming from.
Oh, he says this.
Isn't that what the Ran says? Well, no.
Isra
Hano, that's only if it's Durabanan. He's saying the whole thing here is Duraisa. Isn't the Ran is saying? And he's going to get into the whole thing later, but
No. The Isser of Chilufin, right? Something which is also Bahano, that could be Midaraisa. Something Bahano, Chazal gave an Isser Drabonon on Chilufin. But we're talking about the Isser Hano, the first step, step number one.
How did you get to it? And you're saying, how do we get here that there's an Isser Hana in our case, in our Mishnah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going that it is an Isser Hana. He's saying it's Kehektish. Not because of Isser Hana. It's because he made it Kehektish.
No, you're right, because Isser Hana doesn't answer Chilufin and doesn't answer necessarily Chilufin, right? That was Romi Bar someone Shaila there. Right, so that's not what we're discussing here. We're not discussing that, right? Our right now we're focusing on the Isser Chiluf Mikoyach the Elu. But regardless, there's an Isser Hano here, right? So what caused the Isser Hano? No, is that right?
I mean, once he made it Kehektish, isn't there Mamela and Isser Hano?
That's true, but it doesn't sound like that's where it's coming from, right? Because even if he didn't say Elu, there would be an Isra Hano.
Okay.
Well, we're saying, like in the case where Chilufeim is Mutter, right?
Chilufeim, in case where Chilufeim is Mutter, in the Sefer, in the Shani Euch, Shani Tarim?
Right.
Okay, right.
So, are we saying you're allowed to take the apple and sell it, l'chadchila, and get hama from it? Or if you sold the apple, you're allowed to be nana from it? In other words,
l'chadchila, it's mutter l'chadchila.
Right, so that's clearly not an isra hana, right?
It's not. You said, shani yarecho, shani time, right? So we know what you want. You're not making isra hana there. But in the ratio, right.
Okay, when we say gedulehem is mutter, do we say chalufehem is also mutter? How does that work?
No.
So that's
no, that's what Michael was telling us before. Gidul in the reason why Gidul Gidlem would be Osir is because you have the original specimen still here. By Chilufin, you don't have that.
No, but I'm saying that when we say Gidulehem is Mutter.
Oh, it's Mutter. Okay.
Right? So when we say, in other words,
by Zara Kala.
Hanoah does not ask for Gidulin. That's what you see over here. The Issa Hano is not a reason for somebody to ask a Gidulin.
So then, if you have an Issa Hano, you're Mutter Chalkim with the plant, the fruit. Right, that's not considered hana, and then use the
theoretically. I mean, mitzad this. There might be another halacha. There might be another halacha that's offered to be machlif. Right, that's the one that Mem Zayin. But just focusing on this halacha that we're discussing right now,
Meaning what? You have an Isser, let's say Orla is an Isser Hana, and you plant, it's a Zarakala, so you take a seed from Orla and plant it, L'chor, it's Mutter.
It's Mutter, as far as our sugi is concerned, now, without getting involved in Mem Zayin. You Cheshim Zayin or without Mem Zayin?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it in our sugi, meaning, general, I mean, your noter from this apple, and it says here, what's it say? If we say, it says, in Zarkala, you can't have the Gidulim, so if you plant the seed of that apple, we're saying you're Usser. But why? Meaning not because a normal Isser Hana doesn't necessarily have that, right? Here we're saying because you had the intention also to ask yourself from that seed. Normally, by Zarakala, if you plant a seed of a Zarakala, even Isser Hana, the Gidulim would be Mutter.
That's it, right. Right. Specifically over here, and it's a neder that he's talking to the Gedulim, right? He's addressing the Gedulim. Right, so getting back to where we started from, so the Issa Hano over here seems to come from the Koinim. Koinim Peres Elu, that's an Issa Hano. Even before you discuss the Elu, whatever the Elu tells us. Right? Now there's another aspect in that is that the Elu will add another facet of Hektish, right, which is Chlufin Gidulin. Right, that's the Ran, that is what the Ran says.
I mean, you're saying the Konam already made an Isser Hana, and we don't necessarily know whether the Chachamim made an Isser of Chalufim by an Isser Hana. I mean, you can't sell them, but the question is whether you can use after you sold them, whether you can use that money. And that's where the Ran needs the extra step of Elu. Because we don't know if the Chachamim asked it to Rabbanan?
We don't know if the Chachamim asked it to Rabbanan. So I'm trying to steer clear of that whole thing. And without the Sugya on Mem Zayin, so maybe you could, you could even, as far as we're concerned, maybe you could even...
maybe I didn't word it
right. That you can't sell it.
I didn't mean to word it that way. What I meant to say is that the Kona makes it an Isser Hana, but the Ran is saying even if the Chachamim made an Isser on the Chilufim, the Rabbanan on an Isser Hana, you don't even need to come on to that because it makes it Gehektish, and so the Chilufim are Usser even without that.
Right, right, right. I mean, the like the Ran speaks out, the nafkamin would be if you would asr on someone else, right? If you would asr your parents on someone else, right? So, you know, that halacha, what did I just say? Backwards. Mm. I said no. Yeah. But
you were just saying
because that is, let's say, only to the machlef himself. Right, that's where the Ram makes those nafkaminas. It's only also to the machlef himself.
That's if it's only because of the
Isser
Darabanan.
Right.
So once he's
so if someone else will be machlef it, then you'd still have this Isser Vayos, let's say, right?
Right. Right. So now I want to reword it a third time based on trying to get this right. And even if you, regardless of whether there's an Isser Hanah Durabanan, an Isser of Chilufim, regardless of whether the Rabbanan Asr Chilufim by an Isser Hanah, here his intention was to Asr the Chilufim, and therefore their Asr to him. The whole, you know, in every way, you know, whether it's the machlef, whether he's the machlef, he's not the machlef.
Right.
Masha'in kin, if he asered somebody else, then he can't aser the chilufim on somebody else because it's dover shalol ba'olam.
Right.
So it has to be because of the chachamim's iser, and then it's only because of the machlef.
Right. 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 Those are the
keep trying. Eventually, you get it right.
Right, it's that's a little complicated. I'm not even sure if I want to bring in that sugi right now over here. The Ram brings it over here. You know, it's not necessarily a question. You know, this sugi really, this tarich nizan over here is really negated the sugi mem zayin. That's you know that he's accomplished now. I think our sugi over here is okay without the whole rhyme. Right? Alright, so we're not gonna go there. Okay? Yeah. Okay, Slomazen. Let's just read through the rest of the rhyme. Okay, right now we're picking up, and those who have this print, the fourth one in the Ran, which is less of the wide lines on top. It's not similar to someone who makes a neder to ask himself from temanovim. Shekimish leporat for osar olov kol hamin loy osom olov hektish. If a person asked the whole min, then we know that was not his intention. Now this is, you know, part of just a discussion we just mentioned a moment ago. I mean, it's meduyik in the Ran that he's only asking achila, right? That's the contrast over here. I mean, in our sugya, the point is the elu, right? The elu is what is asking kehektish, which just after finished speaking, that the elu is not what makes the iser hano. So the Ran's comments make a contrast that if you don't say Elu, we should be talking about something which has an Isser Hano, right? Just the difference is whether it's an intention of Chilufin or not Chilufin. Right? The Ran says, if he asks it, the whole min, Shleniskav el me'achilas oisei min. Mishim hochi la mitzam b'chilufin negidulein. Right, so the diktuk in the Ran over here is maybe something that we don't have to be going to right now. But just the reading is a little bit difficult, because when you want to talk about, he's coming to conscious whether it said elu and not elu. Right, that's what he's coming to say. Right now, like we just spoke, that before the elu there's an iser hano. Right, if what you're asering is only an iser achila, so that in itself, like you see in the sefer, is intrinsically, telling me, maybe now we'll see much better. That you're not coming to make it to hektish if you're only asking it from achila. So l'chayra, we should be talking about an oifim where you're answering hano, and the chilk is whether they said elu or not is just the difference when you mean to ask the chiluf. That's what I was expecting the Ran to say. Akoponim. Okay, let's just see. We'll see when we get to the Sefer. Maybe we'll see better. Zokteran el beperik yehocha. So the only time you have this halacha is if you mefaret the Omer Peres ha'elu. Zokteran who adin when we say the period when you specify. Nami the mother Peres mokem plani or Peres if shal plani the kiven sheyichad harehu kipirit. Once you specify Peres. Even Pesha Pliny, you didn't say Elu necessarily, right? But that's if you meyach, it's something which makes him specific Paris, that's Kippur. But also Bechovim Gidleim. Let's carry on to the Sefer. Look, the Sefer of the Mishnah, yeah? However, Shani Oichel, Shani Oichel, Rad Shani Toyim, Mutter Bechilufim Gidleim. Over here, it's Mutter. Now, ideas. My ideas. Zokteran over here. Now, what's the case? What is the case over here? Right? And did he say Elu or did he not say Elu? So it's Mvur in Iran in the Hemshech HaDvarim that he did not say Elu in this case. Right? He did not say Elu. Now, if he didn't say Elu, so the whole basis for the Issa Gidulin and Lachar is not here. Right, so then, what's the chiddush b'chalal of this mission? What are we coming to say? So the Ran talks over here, and the truth is, the first time around of the Ran, maybe it's like a little hard to understand the Ran. But let's see. So the Ran, Shani Yoichlam. I just jumped to the Ran on this part of the Gemara. Shani Yoichlam, Shani Toim. Mutter bechilufen gudulein. So the Ran, didn't he the Shani Yoichlam, Shani Toim mapishi sudom? Zok the Ran over here seems to be speaking out what the chiddush is that he's mapish yisura. Now, what is the mapish yisura? Mapish yisura means that he's increasing the iser, right? He's increasing the iser. What does that mean? He's increasing the iser. Is that in contrast to the ratio, or it's just in contrast to itself, right? So definitely, if we say the ratio is nisa hano, and this is not nisa hano, so he's not being mapish yisura, right, in contrast to the ratio, right? What it means is that minei ubei, meaning to say that he's saying shani oichel, shani toim, but you know, he's coming to increase the isur on what he started with. He first said shani oichel, then he's being moisiv shani toim. Now, that would have been the reason why one might have thought that in that should lie an intention of maximum iser. And that's what would be, in that would lie the intention also of Gehektish. That's how I understand what he's saying. Now, let's just see if that works. But I think that's what's mevuyer in the Ran a little bit later when he speaks about the chiddush of the next case, which seems to be a repetition of this bava, that over here there is no elu, and if there is no elu, so the chiddush over here has to lie that in what he said, even without an elu, might have been a reason to think that ya'aser yichluf and indu, and that's what the Ran is saying, that there's a mapish yisur.
Just in the lushan itself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Even though it doesn't actually add anything.
Even it doesn't add anything. I mean, he is adding an issa ti'imu, right? That's you know, he's going from achila to ti'imu.
So that's what I was saying.
Those are in two cases? That's one case?
One case.
Yeah?
That's how I'm understanding.
So what would that asa, like say, let's say the apples, and he said, you know, I'm asering apples, shani ochel, shani toim. Would that now include apple juice? Is that what we're coming to say?
Is it including something else? Something else? I thought that toyim is the maise iser. Mm-hmm. I mean to say that even though it wouldn't be included in achila, but a maise ti'ima would also be also.
Take like a little bit of it and just put it on your tongue. Let's that's say, not called ila.
Right, there's something like that, yeah. Uh-huh. Now, Shlomo is raising a point over here that we are assuming over here, right, in translating the Ran, the Mapish Bisura. What's the Mapish Bisura? So I was understanding that this is one case that he said Shani Eicha Shani Toyim, and that's what the Mapish Bisura is, the fact that he initially said Asad Achila, and he's coming to show us that he wants more than that, and he's saying Shani Toyim. And that's where one might have thought that his intention would be even further, to ask the Chluf and the Gedulim. And that's the Kamash Malon. Right? That's how I was setting things up over here. Right? I see that Shlomo had maybe a different approach, which we're ready to hear, because I do have a little problem with this. Let me just firoise. Let's just firoise the Ran, and then we'll discuss this. And that the Ran says, Afilu hochi loy mitzah b'chulufim udleim. That doesn't ask, right? That would seem to be that he's saying that the Mapesh Bisura would have been a reason to ask her Chilufin and Gidulim. On that he says, no, it doesn't. The Hoki Ochel Chalipin Vigidulim Loitoyim Hanhu Peris the Osrale. You know, it's not, he's not going to ask her Chilufin Gidulim because he's not, granted he made it in Nisatimo, but he's not tasting the Peris that he asked her. Now let's just speak this through over here, right? Because this is something that I think needs a little explanation. Maybe with the Zchus HaRabim, we could be aiming on this. All right. So the way I'm understanding the Ran is like this: that the case, the Reisha, the Yisoid, what caused the Isser is the Elu, right? The Elu is where we see the intention of Kehektish, Chiluf, and Gidulim. The Sefer, there is no Elu. Alright, so if there's no Elu, so I don't know what the Mishnah is saying. Alright, so on that the Ran tells us that granted there's no Elu, but there's a Mapish Bisura. Which means that I see that he's increasing the Isser, and that would have brought me to think that he means to Aser Chilufin and Gidulin. On that the Ran says that Kamash from the Mishnah, not. Because the Chilufin and the Gidulim, he's not being told him what he asked. So the obvious question is, one second, that is the issue over here. What did he ask her? Right? What did he ask her? So, you know, if you're thinking that Te'ima gets us thinking that he's extending in Isser and he's extending it to something further than just the Paris itself, is that what you're thinking? So, well, Kamash Malon, well, you're not tasting what he asked her. I mean, but we're understanding that he's asking that. Right? Ayyadeh Tima. So what's the Kamash Malon here? The way the Ran speaks it, I'm missing something in the Cheshbon. And as it would seem to be that the Kamash Malon is that he's only asking the team of these Paris. Or.
Because I would have thought, you see, he's adding something. So maybe right. You would have thought he's coming to add Chilufim v'Gidulim.
Right.
Kamash Malon, this Lushan doesn't fit that kind of a Hosafa.
So if that's what it means, so really the Kamash Malon is that we don't see that intention. You know, this at the Ran says, well, you're not eating, you're not being toyim these Paris. I mean, that's the question. I mean, did you ask it or not? You know, so if you tell me that this Lushan doesn't suggest the other Paris, and then sure, you don't have to tell me when you're not being turned these Paris. Obviously, you know, that's partial. That, you know, that doesn't seem to be the point. That's what's bothering me a little bit. You know, if you want to explain, okay, maybe we'll see a little bit later in the Sefer that this comes up again, and then maybe we'll be able to get it.
Okay.
But Akoponim, but I think that's what's going on in the Ran over here, right? That's the Ran saying that even though you didn't say Elu, but right, the Mapesh Bisura would be a reason for us to think that that's your intention, Kamash, when it's not. Okay. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hoyme le ishtoy keine meise yedecho olay. Koyim hein al pi, koyim hein le fi. Also bechlufen, bechelufen vugiduleyem. Okay, in this case over here, there was no mention of an elu. However, Zok the Ran, that meise yedei ishtoy, or something which is be'etzem, or adover mefuret, it's something which is he's been miyachid something specific over here, and therefore this intrinsically is an elu. And that's why the halacha over here of chilufin and gufin apply over here really for the same reason as the reisha. Right, we'll see in the Ran, when the Ran speaks out, you know, chidushim, what this is coming to be moisif. But this is the ikra halacha. Now, shani yoichel, shani toyim, mutu b'chilufim gudileihim. Oh, I'm showing you something. I think I skipped a piece. All right, well, the Zari call, I skipped the Zari call. But we'll come back to that. Okay, we'll come back to that. I'm sorry. Is Zokta Mishnah, Shani Yechel, Shani Tayim, that's Mutter B'chilufein V'gidulein. Okay, so now we're going to focus on this part of the Ran, that what is this Bava being adding to us? Right? It seems to be that it is repeating the same din as the Reisha. Zok the Ran, let's see the Ran. Hoim le'ishto, you see that? Koine ma'is yidecho, os b'chvem g'lem, ashmi'inan rabuso. Okay, so you see right away that's what's bothering the Ran, right? What's the rabuso? What's the chiddush over here? This seems to be a repetition of the first bover. Ashmi'inan rabuso, no, we are coming to tell a chiddush. De miyachet peresev shal ploini, ki hocha, diyichet ma'is yidecho, ki oimer eilu domi. Zok the Ran, that the chiddush over here is hagufa, even though you didn't say eilu, but once the Isser talks to a specific group, that's equivalent to the Elu. Umitza b'chilufem v'gidulehim. That's good for the Chiddush. He didn't say Elu, but the fact that what he's asking is something specific, it's a specific group, so that has the same thing as Elu.
Now he stated this above, right?
The Ran, when he said Huadin?
Yeah. So, when he stated it above, was he learning it from here, or was he learning it from a Svara?
If you would ask me, I would say that he really got it from the Sefer. That's what I would think. And as you see from the Sefer of the Mishnah that there will be a Mokum Lechalik. Maybe that needs explanation, right? And in the Mishnah itself, the Tana felt that it was necessary to tell me this, right? So that means it seems like that one might have been Mechalik. So in as much as the Tana gave us a second Bovo from it, so it sounded like that maybe you couldn't just derive it from there. So if the Ran is saying it, he's probably come from second Bovo. That's what I would think. Right? Now, of course, I'm only saying this only after I saw the Hemshech over here. At the time when I went to Ran,
right,
I thought, like you're saying, right, that he, you know, he just, on his own, he decided that. Now let's just think for a moment. If we hear what is the Mokum Lechalik? Elu, Paris, Elu, Paris, Elu. What would lie more in a Elu than Paris Ploini? Paris Ploini. I guess this is all goes back to the question that we discussed before. Like, you know, what lies in the Elu? What about the Elu? What about the Pirit? But but what is the difference in this? What do you hear if you say an Elu or you say Perish or Pliny? What is the difference in the Mashmois of these two things? See, it could be like this, that in as much as Paris Shel Pliny are only part of Paris Bechlal, but they're an entire unit, right? Paris Elu is intrinsically a part of something, right? I mean, they have to be maybe the ones that are here, right? But, right? The way you're expressing it, right? So maybe that's what it means, is that one might have thought that if it's a whole group, then that's equivalent, you know, to asking the min itself, We don't see this kehektish. The kehektish lies in the fact that you're highlighting something, only part, right? And that maybe that will be the mokum to be mechalik. That it has to be a part, only like a certain part of something. That's what lies the asar kehektish. Therefore, if it's an entire unit, then you wouldn't have this halacha, right? And that mashal in the sefer that as long as you're not asking taka the entire min, even though it's an entire unit, it also has that mashmois. It's a period. Okay, so Zokhtaran, that's the chiddush of the reisha here. Okay, now the Ran goes into the shiloh just from other sugyas benagid to a dover shem b'mamish, and he gets around that shiloh. Okay, fine. Now let's speak about this, the Ben Yoina that he mentions over here, and to see if this is we see a chiddush over here. Alright? The Ran says over, let's speak over here. So Miyu Kosrav Harav Ben Yoina Zal Deloy Mitzah Ela Kineged Maise Yodeho. He asked it over here, Maisi Deyishtoi. Now, really, what the Ben Yonah is over here is addressing, it really doesn't have to do so much with the point of the Mishnah, the Gidulin and the Chlufin. I think he's really talking about the Iker Isser. Loi mitzah b'kneged Maisi, elo kneged Maisi Deyosh. Imishtoi tochno v'ofo mochro lechem liyos mo'ois shekineged chino vafio shelo udekineged chitim sheloi. So now what I understood what he was saying was like this, is that if Hermas Yadayim are selling something that she put work into it, but the raw materials belong to him, so it's his chitim, she processes it into a lechem, and now the cost of it, you know, costs three times the amount, and he's answering himself a ma'aseh yadayim, but that initial cost of the chitim is really his, so that's not b'chalal the chesed of ma'aseh yadayim, right? So that's what he's saying. So that's what I'm saying. This doesn't so much have to do with gidulim and right. This is the ikar iser, right? Even we wouldn't talk about that. That's what he's saying. Which kinira seems like it's a davar poshut, right? And I didn't see a special chiddush in that. You know, it's more like a point that maybe might have gone unnoticed. But when you think about it, I would think that it should be a davar poshut.
But the bread itself, before she sells, it's now a terubis of Hissavahata?
This bread, I would think, is a jointly owned. Part his and part hers. And he's answering on the part that's hers. I don't even know if it's the hers so much, because it's really his. But back upon the part which is the Ma'aseh Yadayim, right? Right. At that point, it's Mu'uruf. So in right, Nechlam says he can't eat it any. Right? You want to know? You know? Could he? Well, slice it into thirds.
That's what I was wondering. Right? If half the value, right?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Just as a mar makomos, because I don't remember exactly what he says, but the Kesef Mishnah has a long harocha on this issue.
Oh yeah.
There are differences between the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran here. I can't say now outside what he said.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Okay, so we'll take that matter and open up to see if I have a chance to look at it. Okay, but this to me is like sort of like an aside. Like we could have, you know, you could have said this in Subas already, you know, you know, whatever. Right? You know, it's not really pertaining specifically to here, to the chiddush of this Mishnah. Now let's see. Zokter Man Vayter. Okay, so now the sefer of this Bava says that This gold blast on the Maisa de Yishtoi is mutter. Right? Is mutter. Zokteran. Sharneach Shani Toyim mutter bechulfein. Bahach sefer namashmin and rabusa tfeim masnis and kamaisa. Zokteran, that there's a chiddush in this sefer also, even though it seems like it's again a repetition. The afgav the omra elu. Even though over here you have the elu, the hainu, you know, like, I mean, the same way you have the elu in the reisha. You didn't say elu, but the fact that ma'aseh daim is something which is intrinsically a pirut, so that's here to stay. The afgav domar elu kivon the osik b'dibure shani oichel shani toyim mutter b'chilufein uvigidu lehim. That's why it's mutter. To homaisi de ishtoi ke elu domik to kasiv. Like I said before, no, that's what it means to say akav domar elu. It's not actually omar elu, but maisi de ishtoi has the mayus of an elu. Vafil hochi katani alo, shani oichel shani toim mutter b'chilufein. De shani oichel shani toim loy mistayo duloy mapish isuro legabe chilufim gedulim ki loy omar elu. Now the Ran is speaking out what the chiddush is in this bava over the sefer of the first bava. The first bava, he didn't say elu. So over there, the nidin is that maybe the mapish yisura should be mechadish an intention of chilufim and gedulim. Kamash Malon, that it doesn't lie in the Mapish Bisura, Shani Echoshitayim, an intention for Giluf, right? Fine. But in this Bava, there's no Chachidish, because I already have the Mashmois of that intention without the Mapish Bisura, because you have the Elo here, right? And the Chidish over here is that this is even Moitzi, right? It excludes, it takes away from the Mashmois of the Elo. Right, I mean to say, right, who was that again? The Shaniach Shantan, Loy Mistayo, the Loy Mapish Yisur, the Gabech Lugendulin, Kiloy Amarel, that was the ratio. Not only that we learn from the ratio that it's not going to add an intention, the other Abba, Shori Behu, Ki Amarelu. On the contrary, even when he says Elu, which that in itself lies the mashmois to asr the kechilun lufin, but when you say shenashotayim, that will be megareya. Mishum bechalipim gedulim leka time of the yisura. There's no time in them. Hilchoch yasav deburish and lechshanitayim lemeshvinu also. So what he's come to be matter means matter. When he says he's come to take away from the mashmois of the elu. And that's the chiddush of this bava over the first bava. And zokteran, because the shani oichel of the reisha is not including, the case is not an elu, and he brings a raya right there from previous sugya. Okay, so this is weird. So it's really in this gala over here, right? Unless, you know, we remember the sugya and not the base, and we made the cheshbonos ourselves, right? Right. I had taka thought until I came to over here that the sefer was talking about with an elu, and I guess I didn't properly understand what the round above means. But now it's in this gala to us that's the cheshbon over here, right? That you have the first bava and the second bava. The first bava, the safe of the first bava, talking without an elu. Nevertheless, that the chiddush over there is that mimapish visur itself is not mechadish an intention of kehekdish gedulim and chilufin. And the safe is coming to say that even if you don't need the mapish visura to be mechadish an intention, even if you have an intention which lies in the pirut of Ma'isi Yadayim, the Shani Oich Shani Toyim is Megardeya, it takes away, it's a gilui that he does not want to answer the chilufin and gidum, which might have lied otherwise in the words that he started with if he didn't continue. Okay, that's what the Ran over there says.
I mean, at the end of the day, then, does he learn that once you have this, the seifa of the seifa, you don't need the seifa of the resha? Because it's a kal vachomer?
Yeah, that should follow. That definitely should follow. Mm-hmm. Right, so there's a loizu afsu over here. A loizu afsu. Yeah. Right, I guess, you know, once you heard from that, so really you could have done that, even the ratio, like you probably could have said just the safe, and then, because the safe is really a hard sofa, right, isn't it, on the ratio. But right. that is a lois wafsu on that. Okay. Yeah? Alright? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So let's go back to Dov Shadari Kolan, I skipped it by mistake. So now the Mishnah says like this on both of these cases. Mishnah says as follows. Now we know there's a difference between the Reish and the Sefer over here. The Elu is what causes an Isser Chilufin and Gidulim, and if not, then you don't have Zokta Mishnah. That's Bedava Shazarekol. That's all discussing something that when you plant it, the original Pedi is not here anymore. So that's the discussion that you need the Elu Ta'aser. And if you don't have the Elu Ta'aser, then it won't be Aser. Because I need something to address this new thing that you have over here. Now, let's just point out that Chilufin is equivalent to a Zare Kol, right? Chilufin is obviously you don't have the original peri by a chilufin, right? So that's why the difference that the Gemara is making now, Gemara is just focusing on gidulin, right? But chilufin intrinsically, right, is a zari kol. Right? Okay, so zok the Mishnah. So that's where you have the chilik. Avo davar shein zari kol afil gidulin asurin. Zok the Mishnah. Now, like this, the Ran speaks that over here. There's really two points that change when it's an Ein Zare Kolo. Right? It's all for the same reason. The Mishnah tells us the difference between the Reish and the Seifa, right? In that first Bava. Right? The Reish has is a Gidulin, and the Seifa doesn't. The Isser of Gidulin is only Gidulin. Not more than that. Right? I mean, even the ratio when you have Nesa Gidulim, but it's only Gidul, not Gidule Gidulim. On that, the Mishnah says that if you would be dealing with an Ein Zare Kala, so then there will be no difference between the ratio and the Sefer. And by both of these things, there will be an Isser even further than the Isser of the ratio, because the Gidul and Gidul will be Yasser. And so for now, the reason for that is because you have the original peri over here. Right? If you have the original peri over here, so sure, you know, so I don't need to come on to an Isser Gidulin. Right, that's this halacha over here. Now
we're using the term Gidulin, but it's not really Gidulin. It's a different type of Gidulin.
Right. There's Gidulin. You know, let's discuss this metzius over here, right? I think a zare kolo we understand is a concept like a seed, right? Something similar to that you put something into the ground, you know, it itself disintegrates, and you know something else grows as a result of that. But you don't have the original peri here. It's a offshoot of the original peri. That's what we would refer to as a Zare Kolo. And being that this is something else over here than the original Peri, so, you know, you would need the halacha of the Reisha, which you're answering this second thing your intention was to ask her a second thing, similar to that of chalufin, right? You're asking a new thing. Now, in ein zare kolon. Now let's just discuss what this means to us, right? Mora talks about onions, right? So I don't remember ever trying this out. So I don't know the matzis over here, but when you you know, some people were talking about the idea that, you know, you see even without planting it, you know, sometimes potatoes and onions maybe you know, things start growing, right? I don't know if that's going to be us, because that's going to create a problem, could possibly. So what happens when you take an onion, right, and you replant it, right? So what does it look like when you take it out of the ground the second time? It's just a bigger onion. Is that what it is? Or
I think it grows. I think shoots grow out of the onion, and more onions grow out of it.
So now see if that's the matzias, then there's a little problem over here with it. But something that we just need to explain a little bit, because the Ran tells us that in gidule gidulim, in a ein zare kolo, the Ran says that it's also because the original peri is mu'urivoy, and he dans a din of bittel. Right, let it be. If you have a shear, right, of the new one, so let that be mavat. Because b'yisoid that's heter, right, and that the man applies the din of dov sheish matirin. Now that's the man says. Now, I believe that we're familiar that bittel is only shaykh if the isser is not nicker, right? If it's not recognizable where the isser is, right?
The whole Makar word is Sanhedrin. That's over there, it's Nikka.
What?
The Makar word is
saying by a basin. You can see the different type of different.
They all look the same.
The din of.
It's not really bittel.
That is not bittel. See, even though you could be right, maybe niba v'loyodomash maniba a little bit over here, right? Because the din of bittel ta come from over there. So there might be taka something to talk about. But I could pun him. But we'll leave that shaila. But we won't get over. Let's just take it at face value. Let's say that's Tam Roiv. Let's say, and we're discussing Bittel. But I think that's partial. However, we got to that, right? But Avada Bittel is only Shaykh when the Isser is not Nicker. If the Isser is Nicker, then there's no Mokum for a Bittel. The Aleph Beis, right? The premise of Bittel is that it loses its Chashiva since it's Mu'uriv. You know, in over here, and that's why it could lose its identity with the din of bittel, right? And we don't even not mash that it's here at all.
But I didn't look into this. But an onion, right? The onion part of the onion is under the ground, right? So if it has new shoots, that's not onion, right?
Is that scallions? Is that where scallions come from? I don't know.
You're saying what? That it's only shoots and no new onions? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying that I'm understanding what the Rav said. It's probably the increase of the onion is the size of the onion, and
so
not the shoots.
How do we get new onions every year?
What?
How do we get new onions every year? So once the onions real production.
Yeah. Well, you could. There are onion seeds. You could plant seeds, but that's not what most people do. People plant bulbs. And I think the Matzias is they grow into more onions. I can show you Mufurish in the Kilas Yaakov, if he brings down a Rashi and Psachim that says that every onion grows either four or six more onions. I don't know why Dafka four or six, but that's what he says.
Mm-hmm. So Elio, you hear what we want? No, this is more a technical issue over here. We're discussing the Ein Zare Kolo. Ein Zare Kolo, when you replant it, it's an Ein Zare Kolo. You have the original specimen is still here, and that's why it answers no matter what you said, even if you didn't, you know, make an elu, and it'll answer even further then the Elu of the Reisha, it'll ask the Gidula Gidulim. Zotaram, the reason for that is because the original Isser is here. Mu'urav Bohem in Ha'issa Harishin is the words of the Ran. The original Isser is here. And that the Ran, you know, Bavorn is okay, but make a bittel, and that he says it's Dav Shesh Matin, so there's no bittel. So now what that means is that that the Gidulin are Taka Mutter. The Gidulin be soy they are Mutter. The problem is he can't get to them. That's what it seemed to be. That's usually what the Isser of Taruvis is. Right? You know, without you know, any extended dinim of Hanan and things like that, you know, the din of a problem of an Isser Taruvis is because you have Isser v'heter, but you just can't be sure that you're eating heter, you know, if there's Isser Murvinzen, until you have Bittel, right? That's what it is. So Betzim, it's a Taruvis of heter and Isser. Right? So that's what he's talking about. If he's dining over here Bittel, right? So he's talking about that, might be, you know, depend on the more later on. But what he's dying over here, Bittel, is because assuming that there's heter v'isser, the Giduim be'etzem mitzaratzman are heter, navos, that you have the isser mu'uriv bohen, right? That's what's causing the isser. So that's where our question came. Well, this is what we wanted to know, that what's the mitzis, for some of you discussed this, you know, with the Yoyde Dover, what happens in a ein zare kolo, is the original pre oime bifnei atzmai. I mean, if it was, so we don't understand why it asks, why there should be bittel. Right?
You asked the question differently this time.
I added something. Right.
So I'm also wondering if you're asking the same question different words, or you're asking a different question.
I'm asking
before you asked only whether the onion got bigger, but there are no new onions, or are there new onions?
Oh, I didn't speak out the options over here.
Yeah.
But I want to hear what he was going to say.
Okay.
Oh. Right? What does Ein Zarei Kolo look like? Right? I was just speaking more general, right, without giving out limiting his options.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
The way I asked it was that is the original Isser noticeable, and you see, you know, additions onto it, or it's
all Mu'uruv together.
The whole thing. So the way I would understand the best like this theory of Shaz, it just grows, right? Grows more, right? Gets bigger, right? So once it grows bigger, so then you know you can't, you know, point to what was here originally. And what are any thoughts on this?
For some reason, I think both are true. I think it grows bigger, and somehow it also makes shoots and new onions grow also. I don't know if that's true, but I don't know the
Matthias. So then let's talk about the shoots. It would sound like from the Ran that the Gedulim is an Atzma, if you could localize them, they're Bats and Mutter. The problem with them is that there's an Eruv of Isser. Now, what would that mean, that there's an Eruv of Isser? Where would that Eruv be?
Right. Is it only because you can't identify, but Lou, you could find the original one, cut it off, and eat the Gedulim?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, they're considered Eruv together.
Right.
So maybe what we see happening to the potato, I always imagine what was happening to the potato, when it grows in your, in your bucket or whatever you keep here, is that that was coming above the ground, but maybe that's going below the ground and if you had it in the ground, like it would grow downwards and create more potatoes to the left and the right of it?
That definitely does.
That's what it does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They plant potatoes and it grows more potatoes.
Okay.
I can virtually guarantee.
Right.
I mean, I've planted potatoes. I don't remember actually harvesting the new potatoes, so I can't tell you 100%, but 99%. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's how.
So what's the answer to our question over here? Right. So why is it? Why is it that
the
we're talking?
Potatoes are Zarakal, right?
No,
potatoes
are
Zarakal. Potatoes are not. I thought onions are not.
Well,
I think potatoes are like onions.
I didn't understand that question.
Everyone always says onions. I never heard about anything else.
Okay.
Well, you get to Nunchei.
I don't know if they had potatoes in those days.
What?
I'm not sure if they had potatoes in those days.
Isn't that bad to know about when they first imported potatoes into Russia?
That's why they're not kidney.
Right, that's why they're not kidney.
Oh, yeah?
Potato flour is the most close to regular flour. That's what I've heard, is that they're the most close to flour, and that it would be l'chore, the most kidneyous type thing, but they just didn't have it.
Well, here it says, luf shum ubetzalim. Kagon, luf shum ubetzalim.
Yeah, one of those might be a potato.
I'm just saying, it's lav davka betzalim. That's all I'm saying. Right, yeah. You see, garlic is considered in Zarek. I think of luf as being, what do you call those things? Poirot. In French they call it poirot, and I can't get the word out in English.
What is it? Some
it's like an onion, but they people... Like scallions, what?
Long green ones? Scallions.
No, but they're bigger. When you have scallions, you've got chives, but this is bigger. I can't remember what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it all the time. I just can't get the word out in English. Okay.
Yeah. So the point that would be is that, I mean, if it's something that has shoots, so we need to understand Oibazoi. Then, what is the original one? If it's recognizable, what's what? So why should that ask for the rest?
I see this as two separate questions, though.
Because
even if it's, let's just say, Lu Yehei, I'm assuming the onion does get bigger. So let's say the onion gets bigger in addition to growing more. So just talk about the bigger onion. You could still ask the question, does that bigger onion, is it now, Lu, let's say you measured the width of the onion, it was 2 inches across when you put it in, and now it's 4 inches across, so the 2 inches across, that's your ikker, everything else is gidulim, And you can really separate it out, which seems to be the way the Rosh speaks it out on Amud Beis. Or, no, maybe the whole, all of the Gidulim and the Ikur are mixed together in this 4-inch onion.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a different way to understand.
Okay, once you mention this, let's talk and be very specific. See, I think we understand if you have something which is one Heftza, right? Like, you know, most fruits and things like that. So when it grows, you know, the entire thing grows, right? You can't, I don't think you could, you know, you can't designate what was and what is.
I give a lesson, like if you have an orange growing on a tree, so you have a peel on the outside. When it grows, you don't have new orange growing outside the peel. You have
onions,
the,
do they have new layers?
Oh, so, no,
so, ah, so that's a question.
That's what I was getting at. Right, an onion or a cabbage, something like that, right? So that maybe we should maybe know what, you know, what grew. Outer or inner,
right?
You know, right. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. Right? I could guess, but we probably should know. You know what it was,
is
right?
It appropriate to use AI. To ask,
what
is it appropriate to use my phone to ask?
I
think this is a machlokus between the Ron and the Rosh.
Oh, in the sincere here.
I think so. The Ron over here says the Rosh. Sorry, the Rosh over here says that they grow side by side, right? Peshita de gidulim mutarim vafilu rabu ki aikar eno yachol avata de gidulim kederoshina v'chulin kaitzah af al gav da iser ma'at gunarar gidulim heder where did he say it heder mevat ma'at iser find it.
In the case that you just said, assuming that it has more layers or whatever, so how do you know is the old one the center and the new ones are the outer layers that are
a tree has like rings, right?
Right. So every year you a tree. The trees so are the inner rings are older and the outer rings are newer.
Is that how it is?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's what I assume, but I don't know.
Oh, here it says, right. V'lomavatim gidulav
l'ikr.
Right. V'lo dami l'shar isurim shemevatlin berov mishum dahanach lomit arvi legamre yachad ela nitosfu kidulov al ha'ikr.
What's he be mechab between what and what?
I thought that he's saying that you could separate, that the part of the onion is the ikr and the outside part of the onion is nitosfu.
But he's making a difference in types of isurim or types of foods.
Oh wow,
as a peiris.
I don't think he's differentiating between peiris. I think he's talking about by he's just saying that when something grows, there's an ikr. And then there's the gidulim, and they grow side by side, and it's not, they're not mixed together.
So if not mixed together, then it would be hard to understand the whole sugi from Bittel, right? I mean, it sounds like there's definitely a shmuz of Bittel, even according to the Ram, that maybe that's not the crux of the shayla.
Well, he holds for sure there's Bittel. He holds for sure it's a tarovus. Ron holds it's for sure a tarovus.
Right,
the only question
understand.
Is whether the gidulim are called heter to be mevatel the iser.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the Rosh who learns, the whole question is it a tarovus bichlal? Because they're not mixed together. What does he mean they're not mixed together? If he understood that the whole onion that grew bigger is now, you know, a little iser, because he knows that he holds the gidulim or mutter, if he holds that it's all, you know, the whole onion is now, you know, it was, you know, it grew another two-thirds, more than it was. So two-thirds is gedulim and one-third was the ikker.
Mm-hmm.
So if the whole thing is mixed together, every part of it is one-third ikker and two-thirds gedulim, then what's his question of lo mitarvi? It's mitarvi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right, very good. Very good. So that's what we're touching on over here. That is what we're touching on over here. Yeah. So I don't know what the right answer to this is over here. Where to go from over here. Me and I saw them. Onions seems to be, you know, it's the leaves that are added. That's what it would seem to be. But basically, and if you tell me otherwise, I would believe you. You know, the sugi would go better that way. Akoponim. That's what I'm saying. Other rishonim maybe Taka are touching on this point. Okay, so you know, until we have something definite, akoponim, this is the ha'or that we have to clarify. It seems to be mevuyer that the din of Ein Zarei Kolo is that we have the original thing is here. It's mu'uruf, that's what it is, and that's what that will be the basis of why it will cause an iser into gidulin, gidulin. Even gidulin, right? Let's, you know, we could ask just the same ha'or and that specifically, right? Gidulim seems to be, you know, you have gidulim, and now what are you doing? It sounds like, you know, you're taking a piece of the gidulim and you're replanting that, right?
You imply that there's nothing from the original iser in what you're replanting.
So that's what we want to know over here, right? That's the question over here. You know, if you're telling me that, you know, the shoots are the gidulim, it's the same question that we're having. Just saying, right? Why the gedulim also? You know, the gedulim's here, then, and the original one's here. So when you replant it again, you know, you're basically just working with the gedulim. There's no ikar over here.
Right. There's a kelos Yaakov on this also.
Yeah. On this.
But right.
That's the question.
I mean, I think, you know, like Rabbi Davis and I, the way we discussed it is a question of whether, I think the way that Rabbi Davis understood it, let's say at least in the Rambam, is that the gedulim grow in their heter. And the only question is whether they're mater the ikr, and you can eat the gedulim. He understood it, I think, that you can find the gedulim, you know what is gedulim, you know what's the gedulim and what's the ikr. You can see the difference, and you can for sure eat the gedulim. It's just a question.
Rabbi says expressly not like that.
First of all, I'm going in the Rambam,
who doesn't agree with the Ram.
Yeah, first of all, and second of all, I'm not talking about on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Nedarim, so it's a different issue because it's Devar Shein Lo Matirin, so Yesh Lo Matirin, so it might be different. But I'm just saying,
no, in the Ran on Botzel on base, it's not Nedarim.
Okay, fine. So right, so the Rambam, the way he understood the Rambam is that the gedulim are mutter, and you know where they are. You can eat those, and the only question is whether you can eat the ikker. You see, this is the ikker. Question is, was it mavatul the ikker, and now you can eat the ikker?
So how do you explain? How do you do bittul? How can you make a bittul if there's an ikker? Do you discuss that at all?
Right, because it's attached together. Because they're like attached. So it's I hear the question. So I understood a little bit differently. Or maybe, I'm not sure, I really don't know, but I thought there was maybe another way to understand is that you mamas just don't know. You've got a whole thing of onions here, and you don't know which one was the ikker, which was the first onion, and which is the growth. And so, you know, if it's going to be mavatel the ikker, then you can eat the whole thing. And if it's not mavatel the ikker, then you're right, it's an ikker, you just don't know where it is, so the whole thing is usser. Even though, meaning the ikker adin, the gedulim are mutter. But the ikker is usher, but you don't know which is which, and it's not mavato, and therefore you can't eat anything.
So why
I don't know which is which. What?
If that's what you're talking about, then why does it have to be botzer? Why does it have to be in zarakata? You have a piece of it, so you have a bunch of hachi, you mix it together, you want to know it's a mavato. It's not specific to our...
Oh. You're saying go away from growing things at all. Going away from gedulim.
This shayda is specific to davar she'ein zarakata. It has to be something unique about it that makes it a new shayda.
You're saying, say this by a regular soup. Regular soup. I know I made a chicken soup and I put in five chickens and one was treif. And now I want to ask, is it butl? So I don't know which chicken it is. Why would it be any different from that question? According to you're saying they're not really mixed together. It's the five separate chickens.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there is something called a taruvus of yavish biyavish, right? That's right when you have distinct things, but if you don't know what's what, then it's not nikar iser, right? You know, three pieces of meat, but one was awesome, one was not. The fact that you don't know, even though each piece stands by itself, but the fact that you don't know, that's what really creates the taruvus. The fact that you're not sure which of these three is the issur. So that has the taruvus.
You can
see,
eat all three of them?
What?
In that case, you just said you can eat all three of them?
So that's we'll see that. But Akoponim, but probably the direction in the Rambam, I don't understand why this should be. But it sounds like the issue would be that could gedulim be mevatel the ikker, and that's what it would be. So it would be a specific shayla for some reason, right? And if you have a regular taruvus of three ikrim, avada is a dim bittul. But if the heter is a gedulim, for some reason gedulim can't be mevatel ikker. Right, whatever the explanation may be.
Something like their kliach came from this.
Something like that. Right.
Some people say a lashon of chashivus. Some of the Rishonim say because the ikur is chashiv, which is the exact hefech of the Rosh. But I think maybe Tosfos maybe says because the ikur is chashiv, and there are other Rishonim who say a different explanation.
Back up on it, will be mikayach the fact that it's gedulim over here. That's what
we take credit for your children's achievements.
Okay, right, now something like that, right? That's where that shayla comes from. So coming back again. Okay, so that's what we just discussed over here. What the mitzias of a ein zarei kola akoponim. The Ran tells us that whether this is the Mitzias or in Din, this is how we view it, that there's an ear of a Vesa Veheter, and Zok the Ran, that Bittul is not an option because it's a Dabashesh material. Tov Shish Matirin is not Botel. Okay, and the Ikedim Bittel is Sugyutaka discusses this. Okay, let's just finish off the Mishnah over here. We're not going to get into the sugya. Negate this right now. Looks like the sugya extends, so we'll be able to pick it up next time. Okay, let's just see the Mishnah. It's up to Mishnah, yeah? The Mishnah continues. And we're familiar with this Mishnah from back on the Pesvov. Zok the Mishnah. Sha'ad oisa ara Pesach eni oichel. V'sha'ad oisa ara Pesach. Let's skip something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sha'ad oisa eni oichel ara Pesach. Thanks. Right. Sha'ad oisa eni oichel ara Pesach. What you make, what you produce, the Baal asks himself, eni oichel ara Pesach. Sha'ad oisa eni miskaz ara Pesach. Zok the halacha is like as follows. Also, lefnei haPesach, mutter lecho uskasin achar haPesach. Those things, and what you have over here is, and this is what the nidin over here is. He's asking certain things, and there's a nidin for the time duration of the iser. Is zok the Ran like this? Right? The Mishnah is mechal in two cases how you speak it out, and the Ran tells us that the chiddush of the Mishnah is. That's how we understand. Meaning to say that even in the ratio he mentioned Shad Oisi Eini Oichel Ara Pesach. So the Ara Pesach, what is that referring to? Is that referring to the Isser? The whole Isser is only for a limited amount of time, or that's referring to the Dover Ha'oser? But the actual Isser is unlimited. In the Sefer of Mishnah, it's clear that's what he's doing. The Isser itself is unlimited, and just what the Dover Ha'osser is a limitation. The Ran says that the Chiddush is that the ratio also, one might have thought, Akhapana, that we could be Bistapik and Mikhech HaSofik, it would be Osser. That's what Mishnah is saying. That's what the Mishnah. Sha'ad oisa eni oichel ara Pesach. So if you say it in this way, so it's clear that the Isser itself only extends, the duration of the Isser is only ara Pesach, and that's what Halach is, achar Pesach, it's mutter. Whereas in the Sefer, sha'ad oisa ara Pesach eni oichel, so there's no limitation to the Isser, it's just the limitation refers to what is osur? The things that could become osur, only the things that are made till Pesach. But those things, whatever is made before Pesach, then they're osur la'olam. Shalai sar Pesach in Eskasa osvam Pesach osur lechol uskas achar Pesach, which means la'olam. That's that halacha of the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Shatnenesli ara Pesach im hoyleches at leveisavicha ara chag. So this, like the Ran already reminds us of the sugya back on that Pesvov. But before we get to that sugya, just the Mishnah itself is discussing the following. We're discussing an Isser that has a condition. Is Zok the Mishnah, the case over here, the Shem tells us that you're standing, let's say, a month before Pesach. And he says that it's Sha'at Nenes Li'ara Pesach. He's answering, you can't be Nene for me for the next month, till Pesach. But there's a condition. Right, that Isser is not decided yet. That's dependent on Im Ho'lech Asad Ve'Savicha Arachag. That's dependent on her visiting her parents' home. Apparently he's not happy about him and his wife going back home. Too often, or whatever it is, and therefore he says that if you go Beisavich Arachag, which is like 7 months from now or so, right? So in the next 7 months, if you go, then that will be the Tanai, that will activate the Isser. What's the Isser? The Isser is that you can't be anything for the next month, till Pesach. Is Zok the Mishnah, is Holchol Lefnei HaPesach, Asur Banos Yad HaPesach. If she goes before Pesach, So she already fulfilled the tnai to activate the issa, the issa l'schal. The whole issa only goes till Pesach, right? And, you know, even if the tnai was niskayim. And that's why the din is over here that she's also ad a Pesach. Pesach is that in order for the issa to be chal and prevent you from doing something now because the tnai was niskayim, the tnai had to have been niskayim during the time that the issa still is applicable. Right? That's what the mission, that's what Beish is talking about. She was hochel of Nea Pesach, so
why,
that will
why
prevent.
Why did that she went before Pesach?
Because what we're trying to do is that we're trying to prevent, she should have an issa of doing the Dover HaOser. The whole Dover HaOser is only till Pesach.
So it's
I mean, it happened already, so it's not preventing her, right? It might be a question of Mafreya, she was over, right? But if you want to talk about that the issue is preventing her from doing something, you have to have that the Kima Tanai happened at the time that the issue is still applicable. So that's why the Mishnah talks about that if she was Hochel of Nea Pesach, so now the issue was Chal, so she's also to go to Lubeis, she can't have enough from him till Pesach, right? Because that was the full extent of the issue. The next case Mishnah talks about La'achra Pesach, if she first goes after Pesach, so again that's still a kim of the tnai, but now it's already over. Whatever, as far as the issue is concerned, it either did happen or didn't happen. So the Mishnah says that she's Babal Yachel means that she was nene from him before Pesach. Right, I guess, you know, she was planning on not going. She ended up going. So what happened was that she activated the issa. I'm afraid the issa was chal, and if it was also for her to be nana, that's what it means that there's a bal yachel.
It doesn't say she's usher to go to her father. It's a whole different kind of a thing.
Because
it's also further
than
it happened, right? We're standing already after the Zman HaYisra.
Right. No, but I think that we had this issue previously, and there was some svara to say that if you've already gotten the Hana, you're now usher in the Tanai. No, didn't we have such a svara to say like that?
Yeah, well,
we had with chalomos and going 3 days without eating. That was like the whole sugya back there.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We'll mention that in a second. That we'll see that. We're going to mention that before that chiddush, and then we'll just mention what the Ran alludes to. That the sugya, you have to learn this mishnah just to stim with the other man, the Omrim.
Okay.
I just want to speak out something over here that. The reish of the Mishnah, which says that it is osur, right, is talking about when you come tonight before. So the theoretically the din of the sefer, right, really could also happen before Pesach. Also, right, let's say she went right away, right, and after. She's nana right away from him, right? From today, next 2 weeks, she's nana from him. And then she goes to Beis Aviyah, right? So then, you know, you have the Bayachel
still before
there,
Peter, right?
And, you know, and she can't go, you know, she can't go in anymore, right? So theoretically, it didn't have to be, right, that we're standing after, right, after the Zman in order to have Bayachel.
Is that a question or observation?
It was supposed to be a ha'ora. If you have an explanation why the Mishnah, let's see, if you would ask that as a ha'ora, We'd be saying that we really could have all talked about before Pesach, right? Mm-hmm. And the difference really just is whether she was nana from him or not before the time at the time was niskayim, right? That's really the two points that the Mishnah is saying. If she was not nana, so then, you know, she's also to go now since she's still standing at the point that the issue is still applicable. If she was nene, so then there was a bayachal mafreya, right? So, right. What do you say? You want to explain why the Mishnah is going there?
No, I think to me it seems like a question. It seems as the Mishnah is saying it dafka, but why would it do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have thought it more an observation. And if the Mishnah is giving a clear examples, but
maybe the Mishnah wants to.
How can he ask her to get hana from him? Isn't he clear to give her hana? How's the whole thing challenged?
I think does Ryan talk about that?
You see, she was my father.
The Ran says, Ran says, but he asked the Be'erison, what was that Ran?
Be'erison. He asked before the Shiva started?
Or maybe it was there, maybe it's on Tesla. Is that what I saw? Yeah, must have been over there. Check up the over there.
Who's over by Yaakov when one person makes the nether on somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Right, that's the Rambam over there. Right, very good. Okay, remember well. Back that as well. Okay, that's what it was.
But some say that if he's the one who caused her to be over the Isser. Be over the Tanai, if he caused her to get Hana, if he caused her to get the Hana, so that he might be over the Bayako. If he said, here, take a bite of this ice cream, if he puts it in her mouth, then he might be over the Bayako, because he.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Let's just see this last bov in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Shat Nenesli Arachag. Okay, again, we're standing before Pesach. And in this case, the Isser Hano extends till Chag. And the condition is a shorter window. Im Halechas Ad Levesavicha Ara Pesach. So if she goes the next month, let's say, if she goes to the Beis Avicha, then it's Chalan Isser, which will extend for the next 7 months till Sukkos. It's Hochel of Nea Pesach. If she went, so she was Mekayim the Tanai, Arsubanose Ar HaChag, so that's Meichel the Isser, Umuteres Leilich Ar HaPesach.
That seems pretty
partial. Right. Now, just in the sugi before, there was a Manda Omar that held that it would be osur for a person, let's say, if you ask for something on a tanai. Right, on a which is a later date, so the kiyumat tanai is the later date, and the isser is today. Right, so there's man omer that says that even though the tanai was not niskayim, it's also for a person to do the ma'ase isser, because we're afraid that since it's only tanai, it's not something that's intrinsic in isser, so a person is not zohir in the tanai, and he'll fill the tanai, and then lemafreya that he'll be over. That's the sugya over there, and that's some duyik from this duyik and Gemara asks from that man the Omar in this mission. That's the sugya that the Ran is alluding to, right? How that man the Omar learns this Mishnah, right? That regardless there'll be an isser. The chil just see whether there'll be a bayachal or not, but the initial os is there will be. Alright, okay, fine. So we'll hold over here. Hashem, next time we'll learn the Ikra Sugya from base.
The Ran from Tesvav that says the chiddush of the last line when Teres Lelech Achar Pesach, he says.
Oh yeah.
I
Oh, the Ran Atesvav? Yeah, the Ran Atesvav
says, V'ein omrim digzer shalot helach habeis aviyah. You would have a having to say that we should make these errors. She can't go to father's house even after Pesach, even though that wasn't part of the whole thing. Because now that she went already once before Pesach, maybe we should make these errors till Sukkot. She's not allowed to go to father's house, that she should continuously remember that she's asked to get hana from her husband. And that would be like the reminder, that would be the hecker to you'd have a having to say we should make such a gzera that she'd be up. That's what it says.
Okay, shkoyach. Okay. Well. Okay,
we don't
good.
Say such a zero, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, shkoyach. Okay. Yeah, it's good to see. To remember all the sugyos by the Ran's. Some important pieces in the... it's an Ikar Pirush HaMishnah. I can see it be found in the previous sugya.
I mean, okay. It's an interesting thing. I assume, meaning once you fulfill the Tanai, every time you do the Isser, you're over another time. Right?
Right.
Well, the more hana you get, the more over you are on the thing. But if you get a little bit of hana, and now you're over on the tanoi many times, mm-hmm. It doesn't make any difference at all. The tanoi is just, it's either mekuyim or not mekuyim.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many times
right.
you do it.
Right.
That's what it would be only if mishum gezeirah, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.